My name is Claire Keating. I am 16 years old. Today is December 2nd, and I'm speaking with Dennis Keating, who is my grandfather. We are recording in Plano, Texas. Okay, so what have you accomplished so far personally and professionally that makes you the proudest?
The thing that most people say is my son and my grandkids.
Oh, that's sweet.
But that, you know, that's what, and I'm very proud of you and your brother, loser brother, and your dad. You all have done wonders. You're well on your way, but I think one, if you know, but those are what everybody feels, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But if you leave that out, I think maybe others, you know, three things, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
One is that I served in the military.
That's a good thing to be proud of.
And it was, I was very happy serving in the military. It's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing would be that I've been married to the same woman forever. and then you guys.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, tell me about the person that had the greatest influence on your life.
The greatest influence on my life, it would that be... think about that. Can we go on? I have to think about it.
Okay, yeah, we can ask the next question. What are some jobs or careers held by past generations of our family?
Okay. My great-great-grandfather
mm-hmm.
was a construction engineer.
Oh, that's cool.
Involved with the building of the power plant, first power plant for Oklahoma City.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Then my grandfather was involved in, he worked in stockyards in Chicago and was an engineer there in. At the time, it doesn't sound very important now, but at the time, he invented the way that people killed cattle.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did before he came along.
Mm-hmm.
He invented the way to kill cattle, because this is a stockyard, and it killed lots of cattle, you know, they had lots feeding the whole country beef. And so he invented a way to efficiently and quickly kill a cow.
Huh, that's interesting.
And then my father, your grandfather,
mm-hmm.
was a engineer and built many refineries in cities and was... he built, at the time, one of the largest refineries in the United States, the Shell Refinery in Houston.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure you don't remember it, but we've driven by it. It was in Houston, in the city of Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the time one of the largest oil refineries in the United States.
Wow.
And of course... Is that what you wanted? People say.
Tell me about the person who had the greatest influence on your life.
Well, his name was Wade W-A-E-E Smith, and he was my first boss after I became a civilian, and after I graduated from college.
Uh huh.
my first boss.
So what was so important about him?
Well, he taught me how the business, how to run, you know, how to be a manager.
Mm-hmm.
To do what was, you know, how to do my job as a manager for a Foley's department store.
Okay.
And how to manage people.
That's interesting. So where did you grow up?
Well, that's all over the place, because I had my father was in the oil business.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved every year. And at one time, I had been in 12 schools in 13 years.
Wow.
But we always considered ourselves Texans.
So what are your most vivid memories of school?
Oh. Of school?
Uh-huh.
Well, nowadays I don't have many memories of school.
Mm-hmm.
It's so long ago that I've forgotten most of what happened.
Mm. That makes sense.
You're talking about, I'm seven, you know, it's 65 years, 60
yeah.
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think about it very often,
mm-hmm.
but I think of every once in a while, I think about the friends I had and wondered what happened to them.
Mm.
But he was in college.
Mm.
But high school, I don't think much about it. You know how you and I had a conversation once, and I told you it was going to be the worst time of your life. And you
yeah.
won't believe. You'll survive it. Well, mm-hmm. I survived mine too.
That's good. So what lessons did working teach you? You were talking about how your boss taught you a lot about management. Was there anything else that you learned from working?
Well, I always had, for many years, I had a lot of people working for me.
Mm-hmm.
My jobs started before people had computers all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So you had people doing manual jobs, you know, typing and filing, and you had a secretary, and it taught me how to deal with all sorts of people and how you have to treat everybody differently and pay a lot of attention to what they think and how they feel. Otherwise, you can't get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. People are how to handle people.
Okay, that's cool. When were you in the military, and what branch did you serve in?
I was in the Army, and I was in from 1963 to 1965.
And what motivated you to join the military?
I was bored with college. And I wanted to do something different than just do school over and over again.
Hmm.
So a friend of mine talked me into it. And we went off to have adventure, and we did. It was a lot of adventure and a lot of fun.
Must have been a fun adventure. What have you learned from being a husband?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know that. I don't know how to get along with a person who sometimes doesn't agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Sorry.
Talking to your grandmother who's standing here listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back a few minutes to the Army.
Okay.
One of the what the Army did for a young 18-year-old boy was they trained me to do a job. They sent me out with all the, you know, all the, sent me out to do the job. And when I got there to do the job, I knew what I needed to do. I did the job. They made you understand that you had done a good job. And when you were finished, you felt like you had achieved something. And then they sent me home with a feeling of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that in very many jobs in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like your dad, he's a lawyer, but he wins one lawsuit after other, and he gets it's a daily, it's every day, it's the same thing. He's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Army, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of your time in the Army, you say, you know, they sent me out, and I did my job, and my buddies appreciated me, and we were buddies together, and we accomplished our mission.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you don't often find in life.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so what was, about being a husband.
Mm-hmm.
If I could tell you what I learned, it would be a miracle, because otherwise I'd write a book. I don't know. I don't know what I learned, except maybe to try to get along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it is hard.
Mm-hmm.
When you every day you're with the same person, you know, you have your ups and downs. So it's hard. You just get used to it, and you learn how to get along on a day-to-day basis. Over 55 years.
Mm-hmm. So.
And if I knew the real answer, I'd write a book and make myself $1 million. It would solve everybody's problems. There wouldn't be near as many divorces.
True. So, what have you learned from being a father then?
Being a father.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, most people say, and I agree, you learn more from your kids than your kids learn from you. It's a learning experience. You learn every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I generally, it's how to adapt. If you don't, you don't become a good father. You become a problem. You become the problem, and people have problems. You have problems. I think that's one of the reasons why some people don't treat their children right, is they think that the children ought to be exactly like them,
mm-hmm.
instead of learning how letting the children grow up to be like they want to be. And you helping them along the way with advice, and don't get mad when they don't follow your advice.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you were following my advice, you would be a brilliant scientist getting ready to take my ashes to Mars when you're on your way there.
Can you share some of your earliest childhood memories?
Yes. The two earliest memories I have is one where my sister and I got up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and my parents were sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And reasons I don't know, we got out paint.
Paint?
Paint, P-A-I-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to paint the back of the house. And I was probably five, and
or six, and my sister was four.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the paintbrushes and just made a mess on the back of the house. And not even, and used about a 4 or 5 different color paints. My parents have been painting something in the house, and it gave me the idea, Debbie and I, the idea. And we just painted it, and it was a mess. It was, fact is, my parents have, we have films around someplace showing what a mess it was.
Really?
Yes. It's probably in...
We'll have to find those.
Grandmother sent us everybody a CD, and it's probably some of it in there, but there is film of it in that, someplace floating around. I think Aunt Debbie has it.
Mm.
I remember because we always were going new places. I remember being in new towns
mm-hmm.
all the time with knowing nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in the first grade. Then next year I was in the second grade in a different town. You know, every year sometimes even in the middle of the year I'd be in different towns.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being in the towns of Electra, Texas, and Vernon, Texas. I remember living there.
Mm-hmm.
Small towns out in West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my father, when we moved to West Virginia, the first time I ever saw snow, and it snowed there, and we lived the whole winter there, and I nearly drowned in the swimming pool because I didn't realize that when you look into it, it was the first time I'd ever seen water in a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Because Texas had a drought, and they had no swimming pool. And so I was getting in the swimming pool. I just jumped in because it looked like it was just 2 or 3 feet deep. And it was a lot deeper than that. And I nearly drowned because I didn't know how to swim. So, but I remember West Virginia, living on top of a mountain. Yes.
Hmm. That's nice.
So I remember that as my childhood.
Sounds nice. Did you have a nickname as a child?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
What was it?
I was called, for the first few years of my life,
mm-hmm.
Cotton.
What were you called?
Cotton.
Cotton?
Yes, like in the white stuff that grows.
Yeah.
The feet.
Why'd they call you Cotton?
Because I had white hair.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
And it was, and then eventually, of course, it turned to brown, just like yours.
Mm-hmm.
Then it turned gray, and I'm Cotton again. Just like you, when you were born, you had really blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's now, you know, got a lot more brown in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and look at photos of when you were 1 and 2 years old, you'd see their bright blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the next one?
Where were our ancestors from?
There are two groups of ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
On our grandmother's side, they were from Austria,
mm-hmm.
which is not Australia, it's Austria.
Yeah, Austria in Europe.
Yes, near, mm-hmm. from an area near Italy.
Mm-hmm.
It's southern Austria, called Strasbourg.
Mm-hmm.
And they were religious immigrants because they were not Catholics. And Austria was Catholic.
Mm.
So they had to migrate, and we settled, and we came over to the United States for freedom of religion.
Mm.
My father's parents were from Ireland and left because of problems with huge potato famine.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically they couldn't, their food, they had a blight, which is a disease, the food called a disease.
Mm-hmm.
Killed basically all the food. There wasn't enough. Some people, millions of Irishmen migrated, and they migrated to the United States.
Mm-hmm. And then, who, in your opinion, is our most interesting ancestor? If you know any.
Well, we've had a whole stream of interesting ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Back in like 800 AD, our ancestor, some of your ancestors lived in England.
Mm-hmm.
And they were noblemen and worked for the kings of England. And were very prominent and important people.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't royalty,
mm-hmm.
just important people.
Mm-hmm.
And we were important soldiers and governors and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all over England, where the king would send us to rule in his stead.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of very prominent, interesting people in those days. The ones probably who some of our early ancestors who settled in Georgia since they were religious. What were called basically Puritans. They lived there and they were very pacifist. They wouldn't fight in a war with the English wars.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't own slaves, and they had their own church, and they all spoke German. And very few of them spoke English. So they were, again, troublesome people to the authorities.
Mm.
Yeah. But she'll take care of it. You'll clip around the edges.
And then lastly, what is the most important lesson you've learned in life for yourself?
Well, the most important thing is lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about it. But every day comes and it's a new day, and you can't live in the past. And a new day comes along, and any of the problems you had last week will be gone, and you'll have every day you'll have new sets of problems, and you have to adapt to the problems and solve your problems as you go along, and not worry about things that you did. And that yesterday is over and done with. Today you're in a mess, and not to worry about tomorrow. You'll have to take care of that when you get there.
That's good. A good lesson to teach.
You take one, like the football players say, we take one game at a time.
All right, well, thank you.
You're sure enough, baby.